Ben Roethlisberger back in the mix for Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
What's made him so good over the years, and why does what makes that offense go when he's in there?
Well, he's big, strong, really, really good arm, has really good control, and understands his offense really well. They've always been able to surround him some really good receivers. He has the confidence just to throw it up there. He has the guys that go up and get it. They have the speed to break away. They have the hands to catch it, and they work really well together.
Seems like when he was out, Antonio Brown was kind of the forgotten man now.
Right.
Roethlisberger's back, and he's targeting Antonio Brown quite a bit.
No question. They have a really good chemistry. They've done it well for a while. They have a lot of, understanding of one another, what where one guy's going to be. Ben does a great job of extending plays. They do a great job of getting open on the extended plays. It's going to be a real challenge for us to handle them.
Was there anyone like Ben back in your playing days? Anyone like the big guy kind of stood in the pocket and just kind of...
It's tough. Dan Fouts is pretty good that way. But Ben's, he's pretty big. Big Ben, that's why they call him Big Ben. But he does a lot of really good things. And so we're spending this week, trying to find ways to work with him.
But D'Angelo historically really hasn't been kind of the receiving option that Le'Veon Bell is. Does that, you think he's going to redirect their play calling a little bit so you know he's in the game, you know he's primarily
right.
going to be run?
Well, because he hasn't been the receiving option doesn't mean he can't be. You know, he can catch balls, he can catch screens, he can catch checkdowns just as good as, Bell. So it's not really a letdown. You look at his numbers, they are very comparable to Bell's. So, and I have some background with him when he was in Carolina, so I know him very well. So I have a lot of respect where he's concerned.
What's the key for your secondary to stay with the wideouts with Big Ben, like extend plays?
Well, the key is the same for us all every week, just, really working ourselves. There's a lot of things that we do well, and a lot of things we need to considerably get better at. In this situation, the way extends plays, you have to have great eyes, really good with your feet, really good discipline, and understand that this is the type of team that extends plays. So you can't get too mesmerized with watching how awesome Big Ben is. You have to cover your guy. And I think that those are the things that we're working on.
It's another team that's historically like to use the tight end position as well.
Oh, no, not another tight end.
Your defense has done pretty well the last few weeks, matching up with other teams' tight ends. When you look at Bryant and Antonio Brown, you can't forget the Steelers' tight ends.
No question, though. They're very good. Obviously, tight ends are a big weapon for them and for a lot of teams in this league. And we just have to look at the film and see if there's any way that we can cover them.
Did you like how your defense played when you had six defensive backs and it seemed like that was a common package last week?
Oh, yeah. Well, they had the more skill they put in, the more skill we have to put in to try to match up. We felt good putting the guys in, and they did very well. And and when those packages arise, I think we have a lot of experience now with all the different packages that we may have to use, that we've had the experience now of using them all.
Do you think that helps because you've thrown different wrinkles in almost every week, that now for opposing teams trying to plan for you, there's a lot of different things that you can throw at them, maybe be a bit more unpredictable?
Well, again, I'm more concerned about us rather than what other teams are looking at. I need to find ways to improve each and every player, each and every package, see if we can get better each and every week. So our energy, our time goes and are proving ourselves.
How is it when you're playing a team like, Todd Haley's an aggressive play caller, not to get caught adjusting to him too much to where you're kind of still trying to dictate to him what to do to your defense?
Well, again, it's just a matter of understanding what we do well and try not to get caught up in what they're doing. We have to understand what our abilities are, what do we do best, where are our strengths, and let's try to play to our strengths as much as we can.
Is there an area where you think that Mario Edwards has really improved last?
Our Mario Edwards? Oh, yes. I mean, if you're a Raider fan, you have to be a Mario Edwards fan. I mean, picking up in the draft, picking him up like that, what we did and what he's been able to do, and the improvement he's had each and every week, how hard he's playing, how violent he's playing, how fun it is to watch him play, and the way he listens, and the way Coach Franklin is working with him, really, really impressed with, you know, his development.
He and D'Amico were a little bit in the background when the season started, but you see both of them making plays now repeatedly.
Right.
How much is the development of the depth of your line really factored into how well the defense overall?
Oh, yeah, no question. When you have, you know, anytime you have a defensive line, knowing how often they have to rush the passer, you like to have you like to create a good rotation. Guys who can come in and spell guys, and you know Khalil and Alden have the ability to come out and get a blow, and there's not much of a drop off when they go in. So you really want to develop your younger players, and we've been able to do that. And the way D'Amico and Mario have come aboard, it's going to make us all better.
What were your first impressions of D'Amico, and how has he grown since you've been here?
Oh well, I liked him from the very beginning. Big, strong. You like big men who can run. Strong, fast, really smart, really cares a lot, and he's doing the things that the good players do. He's studying a lot, asking a lot of questions, staying late with the coaches, working really hard in practice, and he wants to be good, and it shows in his performance.
His closing speed seems to be one of the things that really
right.
stands out, even when he's coming from behind.
Absolutely.
Is that something that you knew right away, or is that something again?
Well, you can see it. And again, Coach Franklin has been doing an excellent job with the defensive line in developing the young men and working with Khalil and Alden and the young players. They spend a lot of time. You know, they just don't show up on Sundays. They spend a lot of time during the week preparing. And the improvement that you see, it's just a result of all the hard work and preparation they've been doing.
You talked earlier in the season about playing top down and keeping things in front of you. How much more important is that against a guy like Roethlisberger who – he's keeping his eyes down the field when he scrambles. And he has
right.
speedsters that keep plays alive for him
oh, yeah.
down the field.
He's been very successful with throwing the ball deep. So it's important for us to find ways to be successful on deep balls. And, again, there's a lot of film study, a lot of preparation. And we're using this week, to our advantage to have ourselves in position to play those deep balls.
You've been around the Raiders' whole line group since camp. What do you like about that group? Why have they come together so well? What have you noticed about the
They're big. They really care. They're really talented, and they play well together. And I think the more they play well, and you have such a good running back behind you that they really believe in, and you have success. Success really, breeds confidence. When they get confidence in the practice that they're having, those young men come together like that, anything's possible.
Kenny Charles was adamant. Tired. I don't want to be the underdog. I want us to be able to go into games.
Right.
As a former player and as a coach now, is that the attitude you had, and is that the attitude you encourage your players to come in with a little bit of swagger?
Well, you like to have a chip on your shoulder. You like guys to, feel like they're disrespected. That adds a little bit of fire to you. So anytime that you are at home and you're an underdog, and, we've been down for a few years as Raiders, so you understand where that comes from. So we have to prove that we are for real. So that's where we are. We're in the process of proving who we are, and that's what Charles is talking about. He doesn't care if you like us. He just wants you to respect us, and that's where he's fighting for respect. And anytime you've done it as long as he has, anything he says, we're listening.